You're hearing there an ecstatic crowd in Tanzania welcoming President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama to their country, the final leg of the president's Africa trip, where he spoke with business leaders and called for a renewed partnership between the United States and the African continent. Listen.
We're close to reaching a historic milestone where foreign aid to Africa is surpassed by foreign investment in Africa. And that's great news.
Takeaway host John Hockenberry is in Southern Africa all this week, and he's looking at the economic realities on the ground there. Hi, John.
Hey there, Todd. It's great to talk to you in New York from halfway around the world.
Well, John, you're in Africa at an historic moment. Former South African President Nelson Mandela appears to be nearing his final days. President Obama is on his first visit to the continent as president. How are Africans feeling about these larger-than-life figures, these icons? And is there any faith in these kinds of political figures in Africa?
Todd, let me take you into the township of Mondesa. It's right next to Swakopmund, which is a city on the Atlantic coast of Namibia. There's kids everywhere. People are bundled up in the cold, playing outside. Lots of activity here. Even a local singing group, three young men, welcomed the visitors on this chilly July afternoon. Now, these three young men are typical of the experience of working men in this part of Africa. They all have strong but really distant memories of the wars that brought independence to Namibia and South Africa. Their grandparents, in many cases, fought with SWAPO, the Southwest Africa People's Organization that liberated Namibia. Some were even members of the African National Congress. That's the organization, of course, run by Nelson Mandela and the late Oliver Tambo. And there are streets named after both of them all over this region, really all over the continent. Philip Angula, who was our tour guide here in Mondesa, says there's a lot of emotion bound up in the last days of Nelson Mandela and a lot of worry about the future of this region as well.
Mandela is sick. Mandela is in a very critical condition. I think his time is also really coming to an end. And I feel that we are losing him. And people are afraid things might change.
So, John, as people like Philip, or maybe Philip himself, confront the emotion of what may be the last days of an icon like Nelson Mandela, what about his thoughts of his own future, his own personal economy?
People are ready to say goodbye to Nelson Mandela, as difficult as that is. And they also compare Mandela. He's an icon, they say, and President Barack Obama is just a U.S. president. He can't possibly compete. But the arrival of both of these individuals at such a moment in Southern Africa, I think, really does focus people on their day-to-day realities, because it's not war stories about independence that people talk about anymore. It's the economy, the fear of things getting worse that dominates the conversation. The war stories, if anything, are about putting food on the table. Here's Sammy. She's a mother of four girls. She lives in the township in a very, very humble house. It's a three-room house, and she shares it with her mother and two other families. She has no time or interest in politics anymore.
I wouldn't say very important, because I don't even vote. I don't vote because I just feel everything is not done right, or they don't do what they say, you know. Like, there are many people that are jobless, and I feel, from my point of view, I'm not happy with that part, so I'm not really into politics, though.
So, John, does Sammy see any real economic opportunity for herself, regardless of the politicians who come and go? Does she see any hope of things getting better when she talks to you?
Well, let's just say she's given up. She doesn't vote anymore, and you can hear it there. Unemployment in Namibia right now is over 50%, so she doesn't necessarily have any personal hope. I mean, I think she's grateful for whatever she can get, either from the municipality or from family members who help her out. Here in this township of Mondesa, people are grateful for just 37% joblessness. The tourist city of Swakopmund is prosperous, and the nearby uranium mines employ thousands here. Yet Swakopmund is a segregated community. The labor force is mostly in the township. It's virtually all black. And the adorable German-decorated center city, where mostly whites live, you know, in this community of 50,000, Swakopmund is still mostly black, but most of the blacks live in the township, not the town. And so the chance of an American president breaking through that tough reality is not really very good. And Philip Angulo, who we heard from moments ago, says he has few expectations about the United States president anymore.
So far, I can't really say that I have seen many benefits from the USA government, which I also don't expect for them to be done. I personally believe people are not really concentrating on Obama anymore. I think it's about Mandela, the fact that he's in a very critical condition.
Can you come for us till 10?
One. Yeah. Two.
And John, from what I'm hearing here, this is a group of people who don't really think about presidents, iconic or real.
No, they're doing their ABCs. They're reciting their numbers. They're at a charity-run preschool called the Lucky Kindergarten. And while their parents stay late at work, the kids do their lessons even after the sun goes down. Even today, in modern independent Namibia, kids wait till long after dark for working parents to pick them up. And that's really the image of just how people are struggling and how families are just holding together in the face of all of these economic realities. And these kids right here at the Lucky Kindergarten are in more ways than one the lucky ones in the entire region.
Well, John, as President Obama wraps up his three-country tour of Africa, where when the world is paying attention, you know, he's been carrying the banner of investment and trying to draw the attention of Western economies into Africa once again. But to me, it sounds like those communities are a long way from seeing any of the trickle-down from any investment that comes, and really they know that they're a long way from it.
Well, I think the idea of an American president helping out anyone on the ground in Africa, and particularly in a place like Namibia, is always a remote prospect. And there's nothing new about that with Barack Obama. But I do think that 4 years ago, the sense of hope and the blunt amazement that people had, that amazement has given way to the practical realities of that it is a trickle-down situation. And your chance of getting any of the trickle is really the luck of the draw. And I think it's reinforced a sense of cynicism. And with the backdrop of Nelson Mandela's last days on everybody's mind here, I think it really makes people feel cut off and a little bit alone.
Still, John, I don't want to feel like a lack of hope necessarily means hopelessness, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think the hope here is that people are reveling in the second and third generation of independence, particularly here in Namibia. And I think that's true in South Africa as well. I mean, for all of the difficulties of what's going on in Africa right now, and as Barack Obama said, you know, many of the fastest growing economies in the world are right here in Africa. People are doing it on their own. And that sense of being on their own for good or ill, I think, is where the seeds of hope are in this region right now.
It's our own John Hockenberry reporting to us from Namibia as he takes a tour of Southern Africa. John, thank you.
Yeah, Todd, I think I'm having better luck at having a vacation here on the Atlantic side of Southern Africa than Barack Obama and his family have had on the Pacific side trying to go on safari. I've been aware of all the difficulties that they've been having. So for the luck of the draw there, we're doing pretty well.
It sounds like you have a bit more privacy, too. Thanks, John.
Yes, indeed.